Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Nothing so loud. It's hearing when we lie. Truth is not kind. And you said neither am I. And the air outside so soft.
Is all I want.
All I want is to feel this way, to be this close, feel the same. All I want is to feel.
If this doesn't
this
take you back to college, I don't know what will. Toad the Wet Sprocket is your artist of the day. May you have seen them in concert a time or two. Fade it down, then fade it back up, because I love this song. And I don't want to make it.
Nothing so cold. It's closing heart when all we need is to free the soul. But we wouldn't be that way, I know.
You know, sometime your artist of the day should be songs I'd be willing to pay the $2.38 for.
Clearly that would be Earth, Wind & Fire September.
Obviously.
You're going to spend a lot of money that day.
You owe me $2.35. Keep the change. By the way, welcome back. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon.
Gorgeous.
Has this been the longest week in the history of long weeks ever?
This has been pretty long.
Why does it feel like that?
I don't know. I don't know why I just went Italian on you,
you
either.
You did. I don't know why.
Do you have something in particular you're looking forward to this weekend? Because that will make the week crawl.
Yeah, we've got our last game of the soccer season.
Aww.
If we win, we're league champs. If we lose, we're in second place.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that. That's Sunday morning
well,
at 8
Well, congratulations
o'clock.
To those girls. That's 8
a.m.
Awesome.
That's okay. I like early games.
Oh,
gives you the whole rest of the day.
That's right. But okay. Yeah, we win, we're league champs. We lose, we're in second place.
Do you know who is coming into town next week, speaking of soccer?
And I got Michael Franti on Monday, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Glennon Doyle is coming into town next Tuesday.
Why do I know that name?
You do know that name. Do you know why you know that name?
I don't know why.
She is Abby Wambach's wife.
Oh.
And she is, you know, international soccer phenom.
Abby Wambach,
Abby
yeah.
Wambach's
not Glenn
wife.
Doyle.
Glennon Doyle has become this massive, internationally best-selling, hugely known, rubs elbows with Oprah author.
Oh, really?
And she's coming into town on Tuesday for a benefit for Safe Home, a local domestic violence shelter. I'm moderating her discussion.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And yes, and so her book is Love Warrior. I'm sure you've heard about it. She has a new book coming out, and listen to this. It is already number one on pre-sale by bajillions.
So it's not even out yet.
It's not even out yet.
Huh.
And so she's coming into town next Tuesday. I don't know if her wife comes with her when she travels. I'm guessing they're both busy. And, you know, like when Chris has an event, I don't always go to that event.
How do you get picked for these things?
They asked.
Nobody ever asks me.
I do quite a few of them, actually. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting her because she's just an amazing advocate for women.
Are you surprised that nobody asks you, Scott?
No. Not really. Nobody ever asks.
Well?
The last one I did, the last one I moderated was Megyn Kelly, and that was 3 years ago.
I can't imagine that you would be in terribly high demand for a women's empowerment panel. They might be inclined to go with, call me crazy, a female.
They thought about Scott Parks. They kicked the tires
mm-hmm.
on that.
Yeah, tires
and
went flat.
And then they slashed them.
Those tires were flat.
Not that cat. Mm-mm. No, I never get asked. Nobody ever invites me to do anything.
Yeah, but aren't you on like the PBS panels sometime? Last time I...
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I haven't been on that show in over a year.
Oh!
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love doing Nick's show, but he will tell you I only do it in the winter. I don't tape in the summer.
I love doing Nick's show as well. It's a week in review. I watch it religiously. It is a fantastically good, publicly based show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a media roundtable.
Yeah. Dave Helling is always there. I mean, he's the constant on that show. And then, you know, usually Steve Kraske or somebody else and some cat girl from Channel 41 is on there a lot. But no, Nick hasn't invited me on that show in over a year. And it seems strange.
You even put on a suit and tie for that.
Well, I hadn't lately.
Oh.
Makes sense.
I would show up in a nice shirt. I mean, a collared shirt and nice pair of jeans. And
I was going to say, the collared shirt was what I saw. Yeah. Collar open.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to coincide with my statement on the air that I didn't think the government should fund public broadcasting anymore.
Now, as you recall, my opinion about that
was different.
Thank you, Downton Abbey, was very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, I said something about the government should get out of the business of public broadcasting. And then all of a sudden, my invites dried up.
If you wanted to be out more and doing these things in the community, you could be. You absolutely could be.
I'd do them. Nobody ever asked me, but, you know.
Yeah.
To steal the words of Will Starrett, how do you guys feel up on your crosses?
Mm-hmm. Hope you have a nice view up on your cross.
Jeez Louise. Oh, by the way, is Dan out there now?
No, I think he's
I don't know where he is.
So we were joking about Dan and walking this group of Army folks around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how, like, Mark LaVoy had come up to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dan's, like, dissertation lasted 3 hours or so. And Mark LaVoy came up to me and said, "These are battle-hardened soldiers. And this is the worst day of their life." And so I laughed about that. I thought that was kind of funny. And then I go, during the last break, during the top of the hour, I was running to the restroom, and I passed Mark LaVoy's desk, and Mark LaVoy just looks up and goes, "Longing for Fallujah."
He's so funny.
We have found the new way to get information from people at Gitmo.
That's what somebody wrote on the right
Yes,
here.
It is the Dan Weinbaum nickel tour.
You want to break Mahmood, I'm telling you right now, mm-hmm. You just send Dan Weinbaum down there, and they will cough up everything they've got.
Mm-hmm. Waterboarding with motor oil won't do it, but...
Please make it stop.
Dan Weinbaum will.
Waterboarding with motor oil. But Dan Weinbaum will do it.
Yep.
Here comes Dan.
I'll be singing like a canary within 5 minutes.
Sad is, you know they were looking forward to this, and they thought this is going to be so exciting. And
I like how you use the term "were" there, as
brief.
If they're not anymore.
You know, about halfway through it.
You know the interrogators down in Guantanamo are like this. They're like, "Okay, obviously the waterboarding didn't take, son.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me bring in the Dan." And their eyes just pop up, and they're like, "The what? The Dan. Oh, hell, what do you need to know? I'll tell you where Osama bin Laden is. I swear to God. Don't bring in the Dan.
Anything but the Dan."
How long were they here for real?
It was, I don't know. They were here when I got here. So it was, and I got here 2 hours before the show started, or hour and a half before the show started. They didn't leave until 3 o'clock.
Well, no, they're still on the other side of the building.
I think they're now gone.
And this is where everybody goes to smoke.
God, love him.
And this here is a cigarette butt from...
Love him.
You
now,
see
this one over here, this cigarette butt has been here longer than any of the others.
He is nothing if he is not thorough.
He's very thorough.
Very thorough.
Very thorough, man.
Makes him very good at his job.
Yes. Very good at his
very
job.
Thorough.
We love him.
Love him.
We kid because we love.
Usually.
Don't forget Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
I don't care if Monday's blue.
Dan and Parks. Can't remember the last time they were ever played on Dan and Parks.
If you look on Twitter, hashtag We Love You Megan is trending.
Here,
and
let me look it up.
Before you roll your eyes, yes, she lives in a castle, and I get that, but so did Princess Diana, and look how that turned out.
So we're talking Meghan Markle.
Yes. Okay. She did an interview about...
I think it was with CNN.
Motherhood, okay? And they're talking about the press, talking about her pregnancy, and I don't know if you remember... But anytime one of the royals is pregnant, I mean, historically, the press can be very unkind over there. And people can be very unkind. And she was a public person before because she was an actress.
Right.
She just went from being a sort of public person to a huge public person. And one of the things she dropped in this interview, she says, quote, "Not many people have asked if I'm okay."
I'm trying to get the story up. There's people and it's not cooperating.
And again, with me. Before you roll your eyes, I don't think it matters if you are the queen of the world, if you are a new mom, if you are women universally, I don't care what your title is, struggle with body image and all of those things during pregnancy and sleep deprivation. And yes, they probably have a nanny, but I don't think she's any different than any other woman who's gone through it, except she went through it under a microscope. And so that's why if you see that today, We Love You, Megan, that is why that is trending on Twitter.
I'm trying to get it here online, Dana, so forgive me as I'm a little scatterbrained as you're talking.
Oh, I absolutely love her.
She was asked, the reporter from either the BBC or CNN.
I think it's the BBC.
I can't remember which. Said, "Are you doing okay?" And fighting back tears, she said, "No."
Look at your email. I sent you the Twitter link if you've got Twitter up.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Here's the deal. What upsets me is I'm worried people are going to say, the knee-jerk reaction is going to be to say, and kind of like with our conversation about Zach Greinke last hour, what does he have to be stressed out about? Mm-hmm. He's a millionaire.
Yeah. I can't play that video.
The postpartum stuff and the trying to juggle having a newborn with her schedule... And again, yes, I know. I'm sure she has help.
She probably has a lot of help.
I think she is incredibly stressed out. And you think when you see that girl walking down the aisle that, oh, my God, she's going to marry a prince. And what a fairy tale. And this is a reminder that it just isn't. The grass is not always greener in the castle.
Quite frankly, you couldn't pay me $1 million.
To be under that microscope?
No. There is nothing that you're allowed to do. I do not want to be Donald Trump famous. I don't want to be Meghan Markle famous. I don't want to be George Clooney famous. I don't want to be famous like those people at all.
Are you already, be honest, are you already too famous for your own comfort?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't even like that word.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think of myself like that.
I know, but there are people that recognize you every time you open your mouth or recognize you when they see your face.
No, I'm still at that point where I'm flattered by it.
Okay.
If you can pull up my Sam audio, because you know I don't have computer audio ever, and there's a reason for that. I've got the Markle, and she looks so uncomfortable. Just
concerned about protecting you and protecting you from what he felt his mother went through. It's obviously an area one has to tiptoe into very gently, but I don't know what the impact on your physical and mental health of all the pressure that you clearly feel under.
I would say, look, any woman when they're, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable, and so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn,
it's a long time ago, but I remember. Yeah.
You know, and especially as a woman, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, as in it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Horribly honest. And good for her for doing
that. But did you see how carefully she chose her words? When you watch the interview, she's looking up and she is thinking before every word comes out of her mouth.
Because she has to.
Is it okay that I say this?
Yeah.
As an aside, can you imagine what the British people think when they hear a member of the royal family with an American accent?
I know.
That'd be like, you know, us having the least intelligent sounding accent coming out of like the first lady or something.
We do.
I wasn't going to say anything, but okay.
The issue is, though, she is a new mom. She is a newlywed, and that is a universal stress. It doesn't matter that she has staff to help her. It doesn't.
All right, 5767798. We got to get to the break. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, my friends. Story here out of Madison, Wisconsin. A black security guard at a Wisconsin high school who was fired after he says he repeated a racial slur while telling a student who called him that word not to use it has filed a grievance and he wants his job back. West High Principal Karen Boren sent an email to families on Wednesday saying that racial slurs are not acceptable in schools, regardless of their context or their circumstance. By the way, pull the ear pods out of any kid walking through your school and take a listen to what they're listening to, Principal. But Anderson told the State Journal, "We're fighting this," Anderson being the security guard. And the Madison Teachers Union filed a grievance with the district on his behalf. Anderson says he was responding to a call on October 9th about a disruptive male student who was being escorted by an assistant principal at West High. Anderson said the student pushed the assistant principal's hand off and the situation escalated, with the student, who is also black, calling Anderson, the security guard, obscenities, including the racial slur. I think we can all figure out what the racial slur was. I would assume it was the N-word. Anderson said he told the student multiple times, "Do not call me that. And do not call me that word." And that Anderson repeated the slur during the confrontation while telling the teen
to stop,
not to use it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Boren, the principal, said they have a zero tolerance approach on that use on the use of racial slurs and has been applied consistently and will continue to be applied consistently.
I understand zero tolerance. I do.
I don't.
I do. But not in this case. Now, could he have just kept saying, "Do not call me that"? Yes. But I think under this circumstance, with one of the most vile words in our language, he should not even be disciplined for being upset for trying to stop someone from using that word. Come on.
Well, how many with all due respect, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of calls on this in this regard as well. The security guard is black. The student who called him that name, I'm presuming it's the N-word, also black. How many times have we had people call into this show saying, "Well, blah, 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 blah." They use it in their rap lyrics and everything. And again, with all due respect, Dana, you've said that's okay. It's okay for rap artists who are black to use the N-word.
I don't like it. It is not the same thing.
I'm not saying you endorsed it.
No, I do not endorse it.
So let me rephrase. Yeah. That it is not the same thing when a black person uses that word.
Correct.
As opposed to a white person who would, of course, be using it disparagingly or derogatorily. If the security guard is black, and he says, do not call me an N, is different than if, and I would agree with you, by the way, in most of this regard. If this was a white security guard who had been called an N, which would be bizarre and strange, and the white security guard said, do not call me an N, I think you might have an argument. I don't think that this security guard should have been fired. Now, if the principal wants to say, hey, Tom, listen, man.
I know you're upset.
The next time this happens, I understand your frustration. I understand that you were upset. The next time this happens, you can't do that. You can't use that word, okay? We have a zero tolerance policy here at the school. Obviously, I'm not going to exercise the zero tolerance policy in your case. You just can't do that again. Okay, are we clear? Yes, ma'am. Okay, Tom, have a good day. But to fire him as a black man for repeating the word back to the student that the student, also a black student, called him, to me, is not a fireable offense.
Did the student get expelled for saying it himself?
I'm looking.
I'm sure he was suspended.
Here's what, according to the security guard, and the community, by the way, has rallied around this young man.
As would I.
Here's what he says verbatim was said. Every type of N-word you can think of, that's what he was calling me. I said, do not call me that name. I'm not your blank. Do not call me that. That's when the principal pulled him aside. And he was also trying to protect another staff member that this kid had just shoved.
Mm-hmm.
He had shoved the school's assistant principal and threatened to beat her up, this student who's male.
So he's clearly violent.
Clearly.
At this point. He's out of control. He's calling the school security officer the N-word. And the school security officer says, don't call me that. I'm not your N. Don't use that word with me. I got no beef with that. I got no problem with that.
Now, here's what the district is going to say. Their decision to terminate this man came after officials there already grappled with a string of incidents involving race, including other teachers or staff members who used racial epithets in front of students. Since last year, the district has fired or forced to resign six other employees who used slurs at or in front of students. So keep this in mind. The district is now looking at this legally, Scott. We have fired these six people over here for using slurs in a variety of different circumstances. If we now walk this back and say that the security guard gets to keep his job, those other six are going to turn around and sue us. Do we want one lawsuit or do we want six? That's why they're doing what they're doing. I guarantee it.
Or better yet, do we want to do the right thing or do we not?
I agree with you.
And this is why zero tolerance is so stupid. And it's not just zero tolerance with the N-word. It's zero tolerance with Pop-Tarts that are chewed into a 7. Or is that 7 really a gun?
I knew you were going to say that.
Or is that finger motion you're making, pew, 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 pew,
Anderson is also one of the few black employees in that school, Scott. Anderson said as a black man, he is in a unique position among the predominantly white staff to teach black children about the problem with using that word in any respect, even as a term of endearment.
It's not a term of endearment.
Yeah, it's his word, not mine. His word, not mine.
I wish this word would just go away.
He's saying he tries to make it a teaching moment because he does not agree that it should be used in any way.
So I've listened to a little bit, not a lot, of the current rap music that's going around.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I'm sure you have too with young children in the house. It is, and I don't mean to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but I'm going to. And keep in mind, I used to listen, and still do, listen to Ice-T, Ice Cube. The N-word and the B-word is thrown around in these songs way more. Now, but Scott, Ice-T has songs like Peel Their Caps Back. What do you think he's talking about there? Well, he's talking about killing somebody. I get it. I'm not saying that our music was any better.
It was certainly done better. Like, today's rap, aside from lyrical content issues, is just awfully done.
You know what drives me crazy about the current rap is what? that triple beat hi-hat, the...
Yep. And then mumbling the same line 7 times in a row.
Well, that's a lot of music today, actually.
That's mumble rap.
That's a whole mumble lot
rap.
Of music.
Yeah, but mumble rap is everywhere in hip-hop. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Hip-hop today consists of...
Dude, I'd rather hear about you rolling up on some guy in your gangbang truck and just blowing people away.
Same.
I don't like any of that. I don't allow it in my car. Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Tell me a story, at least.
Yeah. Tell me about how you rolled up and shot 6 people in the front yard.
That's right.
Let's not talk about that.
I would much rather listen to that than...
You my N-word, you my B-word, you my N-word, you my B-word.
This, though, is a black employee who says, I don't want the kids using it at all, even as a term of endearment, again, his word.
576-7798, 576-7798. I heard this show at Starlight a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. The last week or whatever it was. Will, you're hilarious. You're mimicking Cardi B. That was really funny.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
I didn't realize I was mimicking Cardi B, but okay.
Zero tolerance leaves no room for rational thought, nor problem solving, and no multi-level response based on the situation.
Zero tolerance also... leaves no room if you say it's all or none, okay? It leaves no room for those other 6 employees then to come back and say, now, wait a minute. You said this was zero tolerance. You fired all 6 of us.
Right.
Which, do they have a problem in this district? There are 6 employees that were fired for using slurs?
They got dropped for using the N-word.
Wow, yeah. 6? In 1 year?
I thought the same thing.
Hello, sensitivity training.
Seems like a trend.
So they have all been fired. Under that zero tolerance system, there are attorneys telling that school district, you cannot give this guy a hall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Or all 6 of those intended. Other people that were fired are going to come roaring back and say, now, wait a minute. But, how come we don't have a job and he gets to stay?
But would you not make the argument that maybe we need to revisit this idea of the zero tolerance policy?
Then who decides?
Well, let me decide. I'll do it.
How about this? Zero tolerance, 1 warning.
Not
when it comes to weapons. You don't get a warning for that.
All right, I would agree with her
right,
on that
one. Well, no, I'm saying in this particular instance, as it pertains to speech.
On things that are gray.
I know he keeps bringing a gun to school, but we told him we'd
Tom,
let that first one slide.
We told you the last time you brought your dad's handgun to school that you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely not proposing that. I was speaking on this particular issue here.
Tom, the last time you pointed a gun at your friend's head,
right.
We said no.
I understand what you're saying, Will
Starrett. I'm giving you grief.
That, yes, that.
Are you getting mad in there?
Maybe a touch, but no, it's okay.
Hey, think about the positives. You're going to see an 8-man football game in Mountain City tonight.
Yes.
Everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, for whatever reason, our generation, and I include you in that group, Sam, not you. Our generation has done a remarkable job of really sucking.
Yes.
I mean, we think that there is one rule that applies to every situation. Well, there's a zero tolerance policy here at our school.
Well, I'm wondering if they adopted the zero tolerance policy because clearly they have an issue in their district.
I understand, but if the policy, let me take zero tolerance out. If the policy is that you're not supposed to use the N-word, I'm all for that. If the policy is if you ever use the N-word, you're out.
Well, because you couldn't then stand in front of your class as an English teacher.
That's right.
And go over
Huckleberry Finn.
Several chapters in Huckleberry Finn.
And I read that book in eighth grade. And I remember reading that book going, oh my.
Yeah.
Mom, there are words in here that I've been told not to say.
Didn't they try to rewrite that book to change the word to slave?
I believe that's correct, Sam. And for those of you who don't know, Huckleberry Finn, and I only know this because it's come up on the show before, has the N-word in it 158 times, if I'm not mistaken. Will you check
me on that? Your zero tolerance point is well received. That under that circumstance, you know, the policy almost has to be except as appropriate in literature for instruction.
Or if you're saying, if as a grown black man, you're barking at a young boy who has been
out of control
and violent and is calling you the N-word, and you say to him, I am not your N.
219 times.
Thank you. 219 times.
And wasn't there a guy that they just flat out called N-word Jim?
Yeah, they changed it to Slave Jim.
Oh, that's better.
Right?
Why don't you just call him Subhuman Jim?
Mm-hmm. Property Jim.
Sounds like a real estate company.
This is why zero tolerance is easier. Because then you have to have an asterisk and say, okay, well, let's come up with the other.
Zero tolerance is lazier.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.